Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome back to The Great Divide with me, Alan Jacoby. I'm here today with somebody very special who is an important figure in my eyes in the spreading of the truth about a lot of things. Charlene Bollinger, who's the co-founder with her husband, Ty, of thetruthaboutcancer.com and thetruthaboutvaccines.com. Charlene, thank you for being here. How are you?
Hi, and thank you for having me. I couldn't be any better. This is a sunshiny day. Things are happening. The ball is rolling forward in the right way. So, great day.
Awesome. So, this, you know, you have I didn't realize the tremendous following that you have with the truth about cancer and the truth about vaccines. And I also am aware of your complete deplatforming of, because of the truth of vaccines in particular. As a matter of fact, everybody out there, this episode will be up on YouTube. I don't know how long it's going to be up on YouTube, but it will definitely be on Rumble also and my website, thegreatdivide1776.com. So depending on what we get into, Charlene and I don't know where, if you're going to be able to see this on YouTube, but there will be an attempt to put it up there. But one thing which stuck out with me is you are, and to me, it's a badge of honor if you ask me, but you are part of the disinformation dozen. And who specifically you were mentioned by, you know, Chucky herself, Miss Circle Back, Jen Psaki, which I laughed about. But I want to hear about how you and your husband, you know, Kate, founded the truth about cancer, and we'll get into the truth about vaccines too, but let's start with your into the alternative treatments and everything else and this big movement you have going. I mean, it's huge, it's tremendous.
It is. It really is. And thanks for the opportunity to talk to your viewers, followers, because we have been so censored. The globalists did not see us coming, honestly. And they're run by Big Pharma. And we cover this historical fact in our films, our docuseries, but how we got started is a great question because it helps people to understand what we're doing and why. Now, being put on this list, the disinformation dozen, and not only Jen talking about it, but our hologram Biden walking around on a green screen with his head disappearing saying, you know, these 12 people are murderers because they are giving misinformation, and Facebook, you're killing people. And Facebook punched back and said, no, we're not. And so Biden said, oh, my bad, not you, it's those 12 people. So Facebook actually did the analytics on their platform, which this is so rare, but Facebook went to bat for us, I think, because the Biden administration did hit Facebook on this thing. Right. So Facebook did the analytics and they came out with a report, which we have on our website, The Truth About Vaccines. And they said that these 12 accounts of the people that you have included, we did the analytics, and of all of the vaccine posts, whether true or false, they did not call it misinformation, which was amazing. Right. They said these 12 accounts are only responsible for 0.05% of all vaccine information on our platform. Now, remember, they said that we were guilty of between 65 and 75% of all vaccine misinformation. Oh my God. So Facebook blew that out. The whole foundation is built on lies, as most things from this cabal. And that's what Trump called it, right? He said it was a cabal, and he's right. It is. But back to my beginning with Ty, really, I have to give God all the credit and glory. God has called me. He saved my soul back in 1993. I became a Christian. And then in 1995, I watched the movie Braveheart, which, by the way, I recently was on a plane with Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel and me. It was just us three. And I told him this story, and I think he really enjoyed it too. Mel is a really great guy. He's a patriot, and all the things we see in those movies, that's who he is. It's really just, I don't have enough good things to say.
One of my favorite movies, Braveheart. One of my favorites.
Oh, amazing. So yeah, back in 1995, Alan, I went to see the movie Braveheart, loved it. And God just placed in my heart that I had a brave heart in this world. And so shortly after seeing the movie for the first time, which, by the way, in the movies, I saw it five times. I loved it so much. And I could never walk away from that movie and with the ability to talk for at least 15 minutes, because if I would try to even speak, I know I would cry for a long time, because the ending really grips your heart. And you know that, you love the movie too. Yeah. But I shortly after watching the movie, I met Ty, and I knew immediately he was my Braveheart. Ty is a man of honor. He is good. He is filled with integrity and a beauty of the heart. Looking into his eyes when I first met him, it was just the closest I had ever been to the Lord Jesus himself. There was just such purity and goodness. So God brought us together on the first date. He said, well, I don't mean to scare you, but I think I'm falling in love with you. And I was thinking, okay, that's a little bit off, but
okay. Stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, but 3 days later, I actually said it back. And 9 days later, I had the ring on my finger.
Wow.
And within 6 months, we were married, living happily ever after. But then 6 months into our marriage, we lost his father. He was diagnosed with stomach cancer. They cut his stomach out. That was their treatment. They cut his stomach out of his body. I mean, that's bizarre and crazy. But at the time, when we heard the word cancer back in 1996, we thought what everybody else thinks. Oh, death. He's going to die. Because that's what we're trained to believe. Cancer equals death. So he did die, but he did not die of the cancer. Though at the time, we didn't know. We were ignorant of what we know today. We thought he died of cancer. He really died of the surgery. He bled to death. It was barbaric what we saw happen. They didn't sew him up properly. So the surgery killed him, not the cancer. Then we lost his dad's dad. Then his dad's brother, 6 months later, then 6 months later, and his cousin Glenn off to the treatments with cancer. Then we lost his mom's mom, then his mom's dad. And in 2004, on February 15th, the straw that broke the camel's back, we lost my dear mother-in-law. She also had stomach cancer. They also cut her stomach out. We knew, we had been researching from 96 to 2004. We had a lot of research under our belt. And so when we lost her, we were on a mission. We knew that God put us on this earth to get the information that we had and get it out to other people around the world. Our goal was to reach everyone in the world with the truth about cancer, that cancer does not have to be a death sentence. So we released a book we self-published called Cancer Step Outside the Box in 2006. We immediately got a lot of death threats. That book went to the top of the charts. God blessed it. No publishing company would have taken it because we name names. We tell the whole story.
Right.
And to this day, it's in its sixth edition. There's no better book out there than that one. Not just on cancer treatments, but on health in general and the history behind the cartel, because we open up with that because people say, well, if these things that you're talking about are true, why does my doctor not know? So we lay out the foundation of the medical monopoly and how they hijacked the medical system here in America. And so you asked, how did that start? Well, it started in 1910, and we can get into that, but just to finish the history behind why we're doing what we're doing and where we are, we reached hundreds of thousands of people with that book. But as you know, there's the ability to reach a lot more people with film and video.
Sure.
So we started docuseries. We actually had that trademarked. And in 2014, we released The Quest for the Cures. We broke the internet. I mean, it was like, it went viral and our servers crashed and everything because we had so much traffic.
Right.
But we didn't realize, I mean, this is a big need in the world. Everybody knows somebody with cancer or has cancer. And we have the solutions in spades. So we put that out there. It was a 9-part. Then we followed it up quickly with the truth about, with the Quest for the Cures continues with more content. And then in 2015 and then 16 too, we released The Truth About Cancer, a global quest. We had 20 million viewers from around the world.
Wow.
We did so well. Our affiliates were looking in going, wow, I want to do that. So we had a lot of people copying us. And because we had the docuseries trademarked, we could have gone after these people because it belonged to us, but we couldn't do that, Alan, because we're here to save lives.
Right.
You know, and so we just, you know, kept moving along. And when you're a trailblazer, you're going to have copycats. It just happens. And so we continued. And then in 2017 was when we got into the vaccines. We released The Truth About Vaccines. And we really, along the line, were getting censored and more censored and more censored until they started taking us down. They were shadow banning us, taking us down. Our case was so crazy. It was on the real president's desk when he was in the Oval Office. We're friends with Tiffany, and she helped to get that to her father. And so in 2020, when we re-released The Truth About Vaccines with new content, they didn't see us coming again. Even though they were censoring us big time, everybody wanted to know, like, right, what's the deal with this COVID stuff? And when we decided in 2019 to release that in 2020, we had no idea COVID was coming, but God did. We knew that 2020 was the year of the vaccines because of Healthy People 2020. And in Healthy People 2020, their agenda was to take away our freedom to say no to these shots. And then by 2030, have everyone on the planet caught up to, with all of the shots. And as we were doing this work, we're telling people, they're coming after you. And they didn't believe us. They said, well, it's just for the kids. I'm not concerned. I don't have any kids. My kids are grown, so it doesn't affect me. Well, for me, I'm thinking, don't you care about humanity? What is the deal? But now that they're coming after everybody and now they see it, they're listening. And so our audience has grown, but the censorship has also grown. And that's why we're on the Disinformation Dozen, because in order for them to continue to push the vaccine under the PrEP Act and the Emergency Authorization Act, they cannot have any other treatment available that treats COVID up to 75%+ success rate.
Right.
We had two of these COVID protocols on President Trump's desk. He was working on the therapeutics. We were working with him. But remember, hydroxychloroquine was demonized. Ivermectin and all these other things that were working were demonized.
Right.
Trump was talking about these things. And they were making fun of him.
And they still work. I'm living proof. So is my wife, and so is my brother-in-law, that those modalities work, because we all had COVID. We all used those regimens, and within 3 to 4 days, we felt a lot better and avoided hospitalization and avoided all of the other things that come with it. So absolutely, those things still work, and people are still using those modalities today, and it's working. It's working. I'll tell everybody they want to have a conversation with their doctor, but for me, it worked. May not work for everybody, but for me and my wife, it worked, you know.
Well, we work with doctors like Dr. Bartlett, Simone Gold, doctor out of Texas, what's her name? I've talked to her so many times, Stella, and some of these other doctors that are treating up to 90%+ cure rate with these medicines that they're using and these protocols. I mean, it's the ventilators that have killed people and the treatments. I mean, I just saw somebody sent me an article. It's going viral right now, where a guy was dying from COVID in the hospital. I think it was in Chicago. I may be wrong. I'm always going through so much information, but this guy was on death's door. The hospital would not let him have ivermectin. So a judge interceded and said, give him ivermectin. So they did, and he's better.
Yeah,
he's better. He would have died without it. Yeah. I know people who have died in the hospital that were denied medicines that could help them with COVID from the treatments.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm in New York, and how many people were killed in New York hospitals and nursing homes because of our former tyrannical Emperor Cuomo that we had. So, you know, that there have been so many people that have exposed things in city hospitals in New York, Elmhurst being one of them. And it's unbelievable where people are coming in and they're being told, well, you know, your blood, your oxygen saturation in your blood is a little low. Meanwhile, their airway is not compromised and they don't have any issues with breathing. And you should call your loved ones because we'd like to put you on a ventilator to get your sat up, even though they might be 50 years old. And they put on a ventilator and they never come off. Next stop is the morgue. And it's a sin, and it's money and the desperation of people. Like you mentioned when you started The Truth About Cancer and 20 million people, the 20 million followers, just cancer alone, just to take COVID out of it for a second. When people are sick, or when people have sick loved ones and they're not getting the right direction or the right advice from their doctors because their doctors are in this enormous brainwashed conglomerate cartel, I guess you could say, and they're desperate. So they're out seeking alternative medicines and alternative just treatments to cancer. And you're providing you're providing that to people, you know, and you're, and it's working. And then you come with the truth about vaccines, and those people still, they want to learn. They want to see the truth and other alternatives. And of course, it's not in the best interest of the federal government. It's not in the best interest of the cabal. It's not in the best interest of big pharma. So they're going to shut you down, which to a point they successfully did. But the people that know you're still out there, and that the website, thetruthaboutvaccines.com, and everything else you have, they could still get that information. But it's very, very difficult because of the government overreach and this tyrannical governing globally now. So it's insanity. And again, we can flip flop like Fauci does back to cancer and COVID with the vaccines. But in cancer, you talk about things that were happening since 1910. How early back was the government withholding information about cancer treatments for the benefit of big pharma? I mean, how long has that been going on?
Right. And, you know, I just want to qualify. That's a great question. There is a difference between our government and the shadow government. Now, the shadow government are the people working for the cartel that is hijacking whole nations currently. This is globalism. Yeah. Now, I just had a dinner with Rand Paul and some others here in Nashville.
Love him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So we've got Rand and others like that. Robbie Starbuck is here, and he was at that dinner. He's a patriot, a freedom fighter, and people are telling him, you know, stop talking about the medical cartel, the vaccines, just stop talking about that. People that we would admire, they just don't want, because these people, the cartel is controlling everything. And when you start exposing who they really are, that's where a lot of the donors get afraid, and, you know, and money drives a lot of this stuff. But to the point of, when did this start? How did it happen? And who are the players? Well, we name names, and we talk about this in our films and in our books and in our content. I mean, when we released The Truth About Cancer, Global Quest, we got death threats and moved to New Zealand.
Right.
And wow. We moved to New Zealand because the death threats were not just against Ty and I, but they were saying what they were going to do to our children. It was horrific, the things. And when you first get into this, you're kind of like tripping out, you know, like,
yeah,
did someone really do that? They were following my husband home from work. They would leave messages on his cell saying, we know where you live. We know where you work, your fish, food, you're dead. And then they'd show up and they'd follow him all the way, like park behind him in our driveway at one point. So, you know, we were new to this back in the early 2000s,
right,
at least to the, you know, running information into the world and running into this cartel. But when we lived in New Zealand, you know, it was just like God illuminated my heart and mind and said, you know, the angel of the Lord is at your door. They can't touch a hair on your head unless I allow it for your good and my glory. Go back. I put you in America for a reason. And I'm here to say America is the greatest nation in the whole wide world. It's the greatest nation that's ever been. We love America and we're proud to be here. And we're not going to stop as long as God gives us breath. But to the point of where this started, who did it, back in 1910, the Carnegies and the Rockefellers. Now, the Rockefellers owned the chemical companies, which today we call them pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
So these people, they're a cartel, and they want to own everything. So how are they going to sell their chemicals? Well, they'll push it all the way through all of the medical schools. So what they did is they sent the Flexner brothers out to all the American medical schools to grade them. Now, mind you, the Flexners were not doctors. Does that sound like someone I know, like we know today, Bill Gates?
I want to talk to you about him.
So back then, the Flexners go and they grade. Now, the schools that were teaching the chemical intensive therapies were given A's. The homeopathy, herbalism, acupuncture, and all those natural modalities that were around since the beginning of time. I mean, they call us alternative? No. Right. They are hijacking the language. They're the new kid on the block. They call themselves traditional medicine. Traditional medicine, by definition, is medicine that's been around for traditions. That's herbalism.
Right.
That's chiropractic care. Those things have been around for thousands of years. This chemical junk that we're now pushing is new. They're the alternative, and it's poison. These other things are natural modalities, gifts from God. But in any case, they hijacked the terminology. They hijacked the schools. They took $500 million, which today is equivalent to the billions, and right. they infused it in the schools that were teaching drug-intensive therapies. So these schools were propped up, they were funded, and then they said, oh, by the way, before we give you the check, we're going to put so-and-so on your board just to be sure the medical school is run appropriately. Oh, sure, whatever you want. That's what happens when you get big money, right? So they put their people on the board, they start writing the curriculum, and now they're not, these doctors, and we've talked to them today, they don't learn anything about nutrition. We've asked them, how much education do you get in medical school about nutrition? And we had one doctor that said 1 hour. And he said, no, I don't mean like an hour all year long. You have a credit hour. I'm talking about we sat down for 1 hour and talked about some vitamins. And that was the extent of the 8 year education. They got nothing about nutrition or holistic approach to treating disease. Now, if you cut your arm off, the great place to go would be a doctor. Their modern medicine is fantastic and amazing. But when it comes to degenerative diseases, cancer, no, they are not taught. It's not that the doctors are bad people. The system was hijacked. Now, when this happened in 1910, over the next few decades, they started calling the people, chiropractors, quacks, and good medicine, quacks. You know, so it's a brainwashing campaign.
Right.
And these other medical schools are really doing well. The ones that they didn't funded, they couldn't compete, so they fell by the wayside. So they literally co-opted the entire medical school system in America. So now the doctors, their new generation of doctors that are thinking the way they want them to think and treating with just the drugs, and they don't know anything else. And eventually there's something in our congressional record that proves that these amazing treatments to cancer are being suppressed, real treatments. It was a Fitzgerald report. You can look it up. I'm trying to remember the year. It's either 47 or 53, but they looked into the allegations that there was a conspiracy to hide cancer treatments. And they found that there was indeed 100% a conspiracy to suppress real cancer treatments. And in this case, specifically when it came to Laetril or B17. Right. Now B17 is an amazing treatment. It's a gift from God. It's found in apple seeds, apricot seeds. And what it does is when you consume the B17, whether you're eating apricot seeds or apple seeds, there's a molecule of cyanide in there. And the cyanide doesn't unlock if you don't have cancer. Just you eat it, it goes through your body, done. But if you have cancer, there's something in there that identifies that cancer cell. And the cyanide is unlocked and it focuses and kills that cancer cell. And the chemical reaction from that that happens from that moment is like a painkiller. It's an aspirin.
Right.
This is what God has given us in nature. I mean, if we get a full, well-rounded diet of all these wonderful things that God has given us, we'll constantly be killing the bad things in our body and nourishing right. The cellular level of everything in our body, and we'll be healthy and well. But that's not what our enemy wants. Yeah. You know, they want to sell drugs. They want us to take now the vaccines and so forth. But we have proof that there have been a lot of suppression on these healing modalities. We have people, and we write about this in our book, we cover it in our films, people like Royal Raymond Rife. He had, and I have a Rife machine in my house. I still need to figure out how to work it. I really want to start using that. But it was a gift from somebody that we love. It's a really nice machine. But the Rife technology, Big Pharma tried to buy it. And he said no, because he knew if he sold it to them that they would bury it and no one would benefit by it. So because he said no, they destroyed his life. And it's a really sad story what they did to him. Same thing with Harry Hoxie, with the Hoxie clinics that were down in Texas. And then he moved to other states. Eventually, the FDA came in, raided a bunch of different clinics all at the same time. He was successfully winning until they attacked the clinics all at the same time in different states. he didn't have the money to fight them anymore. So he moved to Mexico, and there's still the biomedical center, which they took away the name Hoxie because they were just persecuting the name for so long because he was so successful. So anybody in big medicine, if you're really a healer, you're going to be attacked here in America. And for that matter, around the world, the medical establishment has been co-opted.
If it's going to take money out of big pharma's pockets, in turn, taking money out of establishment corrupt politicians' pockets, then it's no good. It has to be demonized. It has to be labeled as misinformation, disinformation. You're a liar. You're a quack. You need to be deplatformed. You need to be deleted because you are a threat to our money-making large establishment. And it's disgusting because there are people, so many people out there that would benefit and do benefit from all of these various natural treatments. And it's just, it's disgusting. And it's disgusting that money drives all and that the goal is always to control the money, control the government. We talk about, you brought up Bill Gates. Look what Bill Gates wants to control. I mean, he's been involved in the vaccine game, maybe even earlier, but I go back as I think it's 2002 in Africa with the meningitis vaccines with the children in Africa up to now. And now he's buying farmland and he's getting involved. I mean, he's a tech guy. And this is where his involvement is. Because again, he's part of that disgusting establishment, corruption, cabal. And what is his end game? Is his end game just part of the complete control with all of these other oligarchs out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, Bill Gates, the Microsoft guru, back in the 90s, well, I can't remember the year, but man, he was getting toasted and roasted and he was a criminal and everybody saw him for who he was. They didn't like him. His daddy was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood, basically. He was a eugenicist.
That's right.
And Bill Gates has come out since then. He did some, when he was getting roasted and toasted, he did a reputation campaign to restore his reputation. So now all of a sudden he's a philanthropist. He's a good guy. He's going to help everybody. He's got a foundation. He's giving money to this and to that. And in the meantime, behind the scenes, he's all of a sudden cooking up this vaccine program. And we've all seen the footage, not all of us, but a lot of us have seen the footage of him saying, oh yeah, I've made a lot more money off of vaccines than I did on computers. But this is a computer guru. He's not a doctor, but he's out there doing this vaccine push everywhere, like you said, around the world, in India too. And he's killing a lot of people in these countries. Some countries have kicked him out and his stuff out of the countries. But back, I think it was in 2010, he did a TED talk that I think you've seen it, where he talks about that the world is overpopulated. His father, eugenicist, the world is overpopulated. What are we going to do? Which is such a lie. I mean, anybody that has been in an airplane, you look down on planet Earth, you're like, wow, this is so uninhabited. There's so much land that nobody even lives on. There's a few little pockets of houses compared to the, I mean, I bet that if every person that ever lived was still alive, there would be plenty of room for all of them. That's how much uninhabited land we have.
Absolutely.
But according to these globalists, these liars, these thieves, they're lying and people believe them just because they say it so many times.
Right. And money.
That we're overpopulated. So we got to downsize. I mean, just that alone, if you're a critical thinker, you hear someone say the world's overpopulated. Okay, so who has to die? Because that's what you're saying. Somebody has to die. So he rolls out, well, we need a robust reproductive plan. And he's talking about Planned Parenthood and abortion there. And a nice vaccine program, and we could bring it down by 10%. So he told us right there what he's intending. And here's another thing that a lot of people don't really talk about. I haven't seen a lot of people talk about lately. I need to find this clip. I've seen it a few times, but I think at the same time, maybe around 2010, and don't quote me on the year because I don't remember what the year was, but Bill Gates was talking to the CIA about radical terrorism in the brain, the part that lights up in that type of a person is the same thing that lights up in the person that's praying. So if it's a Christian praying, there's something in your brain that lights up, and you can see it when you, I don't know if it's an MRI or a CAT scan, but they can see the brain part that lights up. So he said, now we can, we have a vaccine that we can give to people that will dull that so that it'll take away their radical tendencies.
Wow.
That's shocking.
Wow.
For someone to say they can dull a part of our brain, the part that is connected to God, really. When we pray, something happens, you know, it's a part of our brain that's really connected to God. Well, let's just wipe it out. These little bits and pieces all over around Bill Gates are very concerning.
That's what that's what Marxism is all about, is the deletion of Christianity. That's part of it anyway, is to infiltrate the churches and to brainwash pastors, which there's a movie that's being produced right now. I'm going to have the pastor on that has been filming it. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the totalitarianism inside the church and the Marxism that wants to infiltrate it. Because, yeah, I could tell you would be very interested in this film. I saw the screener actually last night. It's 2 hours long. I was given the password for it, and it made me open my eyes. Where it's not too far off what you're talking about. Is they want to just delete Christianity. It's just when they want to change, they go into how they want to change the gospel into and with all the critical race theory and the identity politics and the transgenderism and the same sex marriage, and just completely just exterminate Christianity, just like the left wants to exterminate conservatism. And it's just, they all, in one way or another, what you're saying and what I watched last night, it all clicks in together as like puzzle pieces. And it's really scary. And these globalists like Bill Gates and others, and what's going on. I mean, just recently as we're sitting here, I mean, Germany's announcing they want to lock down the unvaccinated and make it so they could barely even go to the store to get the necessities. Australia, they're putting positive COVID cases in quarantine camps. I mean, this is the world, and it's the globalists that are attacking, and I don't know any other word to say, is these morons in our country that think this is all harmless. This is harmless. There's nothing wrong.
Well, the globalists call those people useful idiots.
Have you? It's just unbelievable. And I don't know if you saw. I just saw this today. Well, first, I wanted to ask you what your view is. And obviously, I think we might have just answered it with Bill Gates and his issue with the overpopulation. But why the enormous marketing campaigns and push for children to be vaccinated when the rates of death and even in infection are so low, and the survivability rate, let's just say it's almost 100%. Why? I think it's a rhetorical question. I probably already answered it talking about big pharma and money. But is there something else sinister behind it?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And it's very frustrating when you know the truth. But there's still so many people asleep and plugged into this matrix of lies that really does lead to death in mass. We've seen it. We've experienced it in our own family. By God's grace, we've waked up, and we have had the pleasure to be some of the leaders in this movement to get the truth back into the hands of the people, to restore their lives and their health and the future of their families for generations, because it does make a difference for generations when you know the truth and you can pass that down. But they've got the media, they've got the big tech platforms. They've taken 5 of our channels off in a nanosecond off Twitter. They've taken our vaccine channel off of Instagram. They took our personal channel, which we were connected to Tiffany Trump, Eric Trump there before live event, our live event we just had here in Nashville, because Eric was one of our keynote speakers there. they didn't want Eric to be reposting our stuff. This is the way that they work. So literally the night before the event, we couldn't post anything on our personal page, which was where we were connected to these people. And they took down our vaccine YouTube. And then when Hologram Biden went out and said, oh, these 12 people are killers, that day was when YouTube took down our cancer channel. Now, on our cancer channel, we didn't talk about vaccines. We didn't talk about COVID. We didn't talk about politics. But they took us down that day that Biden said that. You know, they're working in tandem. That's what people don't understand. The government is working with these big tech platforms, which are communist. They're Satanists. I mean, look at Jack, which he just stepped down for somebody else that's a tyrant. But Jack, we've seen the tweets like, I'm just sitting here eating my pasta, spaghetti, and reading the satanic verses. I mean, there it is. We've got Chelsea Clinton tweeting with the Church of Satan, like, hey, guys, have a good day. She's wearing her cross upside down, which is a satanic symbol. I mean, we've got all of this stuff in our face, the symbols, the tweets, the admissions, the pedophiles, and now we've got Ghislaine on trial. They're covering that. We can't watch it. The doctors, it's not that the doctors are bad people. They're not. It's not that all of the government are bad people. They're not. But a lot of the government officials are bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Yeah. Big Pharma is owned and controlled by, from what we can tell, the devil himself. I mean, when you read the Bible, it says that the devil is the ruler of the world. And he's the prince of the power of the air around us. He's controlling things. He took Jesus to the top of the mountain when Jesus was on his 40th day of his fast seeking God to tempt him. And he's very hungry. He's probably the weakest he'd ever been physically. And, you know, Jesus drove away the devil after three temptations with the word of God. But the devil took him up and said, hey, Jesus, this is all, you know, it belongs to me. But if you just bow down and worship me, I'll give it to you. And if he thinks he can trip up Jesus and get him to worship him, which we know that's why the devil fell out of heaven. He wanted worshipers. He deceived and brought a third of the angels with him. He is a deceiver of the whole world. And so right now, his grid is in place. And I was just telling Ty this morning, we were talking about what's going on, the state of the world. And we were talking about Australia, what's going on there. Germany, this is crazy. Austria, this is like insane. We have a friend that's in Europe reaching out to us asking if he can work for us because they can't even go to the grocery store. Their business that has been generational has been destroyed through the lockdowns over there. This is crazy what's going on. But 20 years ago, reading my Bible, and I've been a Christian now since 93, reading the Revelations, I remember thinking, that just sounds so bizarre. I wonder what that means. Today, I'm like, oh, okay, that's from Revelation chapter 18. Oh, okay, the mark of the beast. I'm getting it now. You can't buy or sell without this mark. Got it. So really, and I've got a whistleblower that she hasn't talked about this yet, but she's got proof on the inside. Hopefully I'll have a conversation with her soon, how a lot of this stuff in these vaccine companies are Luciferian and satanic. They're talking to each other about this. So there you have it. So the assault on children is an assault on life. We know because we've read the studies, we see the data, the children aren't dying from COVID. You know, it's one of many, many sicknesses, illnesses, germs out there. And with every germ and sickness we encounter and overcome, our immune system becomes stronger. Now it's a conspiracy theory to talk about the immune system or detoxification. Yeah. That's how far gone we are from reality.
You can't talk about natural immunity. You can't question the savior of the world and the savior of the country, Dr. Fauci, who's, in my opinion, one of the biggest Satanists out there. How does a man, he's a 40-year, maybe even a little more, unelected bureaucrat. Most people had no idea who Dr. Fauci was. I'd say 95% of the American people had no idea who Dr. Fauci was until this plandemic, okay? And now he has all of this power. He's behind the podium and he's speaking on every mainstream media channel and to the press. And he is the expert and the authority, not even a practicing physician. He's an unelected bureaucrat, highest paid government employee in the country. And it's unbelievable. And now he he proclaims that he is science. He is the representative of science. And he has this sinister, smug laugh now. He mocks Ted Cruz. He mocks Rand Paul. And Rand Paul is what I would say is one of my favorite senators, politicians that I believe actually care. Because I'm going to get into something in a second with you. I don't even know if you heard about it yet. But how does just people listen to this fraud? I mean, people have his face, Charlene, and embroidered on pillows. This nobody who's not accountable by any for anything, and he's not accountable like by the people. He's just there, and he's put in this powerful position, like this, like a tyrannical government. He's the minister of medical propaganda or whatever you want to call him. He's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I would have to agree with all of that. We had Judy Mikovits on our stage in 2019 in Anaheim at the Truth About Cancer Live 2019. And she was blowing the whistle on Fauci, Clinton's and everything else around the vaccines and how they just destroyed her life and at least tried to. They stole her money because she wouldn't play their game. She couldn't kill people, basically. And in 2020, you know, we included her, of course, in our film, but she was also in our good friend Mickey's film, The Plandemic. And everybody was seeing, oh, wow, Judy Mikovits was working with Fauci and she's blowing the whistle. That's who Fauci really is. So they started accusing her, saying, you're lying. You're just trying to get your day in the sunshine.
Right.
And so I did multi-part interviews with her, which, of course, that was the first to blow up off of my YouTube channel. Now the whole thing's gone. But we do have that on our alternative channels, the Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, and so forth. Right. But Judy, we went through her slides, and they were dated from 2019. So she was proving, you know, none of us knew at the time they were going to roll out this big COVID scam on us. But she was blowing the whistle on Fauci before it was fashionable to blow the whistle on Fauci. And like you said, none of us really knew who he was, but she did. She worked with him and he shut her down because she told him, do you know that these shots are causing, these retroviruses are causing cancer? And he said, oh, don't talk about that. He said, if you just be quiet, we'll continue to give you millions, we'll fund your work, you'll be good. But if you refuse to stop talking about that, we're going to take everything from you. You'll lose everything. And she said, well, I can't look at myself in the mirror and not tell the truth. So they took her to jail for 5 days. They took her money. They the threats she went through, crazy. So This is the Fauci. And also too, you look at what he did to those beagle, or like what they're doing.
Oh my God.
That's terrible. I told my children this story yesterday, I think, or the day before.
Yeah. The sand flies.
Right? Yeah. How can anybody do that?
I'd like to do it to him. Stick his head in a basket.
And the vocal cords. They took the vocal cords out. So the poor little puppies couldn't even cry out for help. I mean, there is a hot place in hell for people that can do that to any living creature. And if he can do that to a sweet little puppy, he can do it to anything or anybody. And we know the AIDS story and what he did there. With that drug that they used. And
the orphan kids in New York City, the orphan black kids that nobody cared about. I will experiment on them. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's the rabbit hole goes deep. And these are facts, not conjecture. We have proof for all of it. And the thing is, we're on the Disinformation Dozen because we actually read their websites.
Right.
We present those facts to the people. And we save a whole lot of lives. We have so many testimonies, thousands from around the world, some of which say, I had cancer. I was sent home to die. Today, I'm alive and cancer-free because of your films or your books. So what are they after us for? They say we're a danger to who? To those that are anti-life. They like to use the term anti. They're anti-life because I'm pro-life. And our work has saved many, many lives. And we see just on the CDC's website, VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, where over 18,000 people have died so far just in a few months of giving this COVID shot, from the one shot, which exceeds the rest of the 30 years of all shots combined by 4 times. That one statistic. And there's more. And that's why I'm dangerous to them, because I tell people the truth.
Yeah, you have to remain dangerous, Charlene. You know, there's, it's all about fear. It's fear mongering. It's all about mandates, because mandates equal submission. And that's through tyranny. And they're, you know, they're using the pandemic to instill fear for obvious. There are so many reasons. I mean, from maybe elections to just total control. I mean, if they could mandate people to go and get this magic shot, they're going to at some point mandate people to do anything they want, as long as we keep giving up our freedoms. And that's why I tell people, do not comply. There is a big difference between, you know, cautious, being cautious, and instilling fear. And, you know, caution usually is used to like protect people, but fear is always used to control people when you instill fear. And right now we're witnessing a global movement towards this authoritarianism, and like as a result of tyrannical governing by sick individuals across the globe and in our, obviously our country, Dr. Fauci, Biden, all of these sickos. And then we have people like you and other truth speakers who are launching these truth missiles. And that, you know, it's a constant war. It's us against them. I wanted to bring up one other thing before we conclude. I just found out about, and this is where now I've lost most of my, I'm really disgusted with the Republican Party and all the rhinos in it. Right now, did you hear about the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act yet? You're going to love this if you haven't heard about it.
Tell me about it.
80 House Republicans, they just helped pass it in the House. It's the, I have it here, the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act. It's going to fund a federal vaccination database to basically track the unvaccinated, record and collect vaccine information in order to, like they say, in order to tell people when they're due for vaccines or boosters, to a price of $400 million of taxpayer money. Basically, they're using legislation to now attempt to enforce vaccine mandates and violate the 14th Amendment, your right to medical privacy. Look it up on your own. Breitbart did an exclusive story on it, the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act. And it is disgusting. And it's also disgusting that 80 House Republicans helped vote it through the House, and now it's got to go to the Senate. And I hope people like warriors like Rand Paul, that they completely kill it in the Senate, because what's next? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unconstitutional. It's just, it's crazy. If you haven't heard about it, you have to check it out.
Well, our government has gone rogue. They're bought and paid for by Big Pharma. They're doing their job. They're not working for the American people or the Constitution. They're working for the globalists, the drug cartels, and they're promised kingdoms, and you'll have immunity, and your children will live in castles, and we'll have the money. And who cares about those catechumen down there? Who are they anyways? I mean, this is what it is. So it is, we're in the middle of World War III. Make no mistake about it. This is an information war, and they're biggest tool in their toolbox is fear. You nailed it there. This is what the devil uses. Now, the devil was defeated 2,000 years ago, defeated at the cross. So all he can do now is lie, deceive, and create fear in the hearts of men and women. Yeah. And it's working for a lot of people. The thing is, if we don't consent, like you said, do not consent. In order for tyranny to win and prevail and take over nations and the world, they need the participation of the people. Now, if we don't participate, if we say no, and by the way, I don't participate in the masking, don't do it. Don't do the vaccines. Not going to go for the papers, please.
Nope.
We're set. People need to be more set in their houses. Like this prepper thing is all of a sudden pretty cool. There was, you know, a mockery for a long time, but everybody's like, wow, I need to get it together. And I encourage people to get it together, to be independent of their systems. These systems were set up on purpose for this day and what they're doing now. And the thing is, the globalists, now back in 1910, these globalists have been working together in tandem since the Tower of Babel. I mean, that's what that was. That was globalism and it was Satanism. Right. God broke it apart through changing the languages. And man, the devil has been working for 4,000 years to get that thing back together. You know, and it's coming together. The way that they're able to control the world through fear, is unbelievable. Austria, Europe nations, Australia, and different places around the world that are in complete lockdown grid. They've taken away their arms, their weapons too. They've disarmed the people. Here in America, we're still armed. We still have patriots. And so we're working to connect like the globalists have done. You look at the globalists, they've worked together. They've got their little clubs, the Bohemian Grove. They've got Skull and Bones, and we know Bush and Kerry. You know, they talked about, oh, it's a secret, I can't tell you anything about it.
Right.
Well, Hitler was Skull and Bones too, and that's a satanic club. Mm-hmm. We've got the Trilateral Commission, all these different Council of Foreign Relations. They get together on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And they, what is the big meeting but begins with a B, not the Bohemian Grove, but Bilderbergs. Yeah. They get together once a year. They talk about it, but the press is not there. They're not allowed in. We don't know what they're saying. They all have their own agenda. These leaders, they get together and they control this state or this nation or this area. And this is your job and that's your job. That's what we need to be doing. And you know what? Yeah. That's what we are doing. Behind the scenes, we are collectively coming together and the network is coming together. Right now at the Supreme Court, we have abortion now. Again, before these justices, we need to pray for them that God would give them the holy boldness to turn that over. Because if we stop killing the children, if we stop killing the baby, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. And as a nation, if we stop killing the babies, God might actually from heaven, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their sin, repent and pray, then I would hear them from heaven and I would heal their land. There's our recipe for God's attention and healing. And so I am really actively praying for that specifically. God, just please overturn that so that you can come down and help us and help us to be faithful to you. Now, I am a fearless woman, and this is what the other side fears most. I am not afraid. You know, and so they can't force me to do anything. They can roll out any mandate, any vaccine tracking program. I remember 10 or 15 years ago getting a call from the CDC on my phone asking if I had children, if they were vaccinated. That was shocking to me. And I knew what that was about because I was researching then. But here we have the whole grid nationwide and globally coming together. I encourage all of the viewers to not participate in any of it. And continue to tell your friends, share this video, share everything that we're doing. We are at thetruthaboutcancer.com, thetruthaboutvaccines.com. And just as an aside, Alan, I have a new skincare line, which is called Charlize, Charlize.beauty. That's Charlize.beauty online. It's toxic free, cruelty free, so no animals get hurt like Fauci is doing right now. It's made in America. And what we need to do is we need to create companies here in America and support one another as patriots. Because look at Bezos. How much money did he make during this lockdown from the beginning? Almost $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. You know, as all of these small businesses are closing because they're forcing people to go home and they're actually acquiescing. They're acquiescing and staying home and not opening up their business. This is not a law. This is unconstitutional, but they convinced people to do it. And Bezos is cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. We need to go and get our money back, support patriot businesses and patriot shows like yours, shows that talk about the truth, that honor God, that love America. That's what we need more of. And together we could put them down overnight, overnight.
Yes, Charlene, everything you just said is 100% truth. And I tell you, just me as an American, I can't thank you enough for what you do out there. You and your husband, Ty, your trailblazers, you're out there, you warriors. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your information with me and my viewers and listeners and everybody out there. You have to check out Charlene and Ty Bollinger over at The Truth About Cancer.com, thetruthaboutvaccines.com. Everything's going to be in the show notes. All their social media. Go follow them. Check them out. Check out their book. Was it the Cancer Step Outside, right?
Cancer Step Outside the Box.
Cancer Step Outside the Box. Yes. We'll put all the information in the show notes. Charlene, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and being on the show with me.
What a pleasure. The time has flown. It's been a great conversation. Thank you. I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. All right, everybody out there, get all the episodes over at the Great Divide, 1776.com. And until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and most of all, God bless America. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.